So if your self-care consistently comes at the cost of community, just know that you are not actually practicing self-care. You are trading short-term convenience for long-term happiness.
This is Having People Over, my 30-day series all about hosting, gathering, and building community at any budget to celebrate my upcoming book, Having People Over.
So in America, I fear we've really internalized two major lies about happiness and fulfillment. One being that happiness typically occurs when you are prioritizing yourself over others. And the other being that community is something that can be replaced with consumption. Now, on the first front, with regards to prioritizing yourself over others, so we already live in a very individualist society, and especially in the past 10 years, a lot of our talk around self-care and therapeutic practice has really centered on the self. Our limits, our boundaries, our preferences. But what's interesting in the research, and I talk a lot about this in the book, is that it is actually in moments where we are prioritizing others, when we are inconveniencing ourselves in service of a greater community or others' happiness, that we ourselves are actually more happy and fulfilled long-term. Like having a sense of community, forming and maintaining strong bonds with people, being able to rely on them and vice versa is literally as important to human health, mental and physical, as like eating good food, exercising, and not smoking. Even something as simple as gift giving, like humans literally derive more long-term happiness and satisfaction from giving a gift than receiving it. Now, this is not to say that you need to maintain community with people who are, for example, abusive to you, but it does mean that if you are looking at doing something for someone else that might temporarily inconvenience or annoy you, the actual act of self-care is usually in overcoming it and doing that thing. And constantly being the person who opts out, doesn't show up, doesn't make an effort, etc., actually hurts you way more in the long term, even if it feels better in the moment. And similarly, especially since the rise of an app for essentially everything, we are learning that consumption can replace community. Not just in the sense of like, I can buy something to replace the feeling of spending quality time with another person who sees, loves, and understands me, although that is also a big problem. But I'm also talking about a phenomenon of we no longer ever have to rely on each other, even for things that might be enjoyable, because we can always outsource a third party to do it. Everything from delivering food to someone who just had a child to picking someone up at the airport. You don't even have to ask your neighbor for a cup of sugar. You can just have it delivered in under 30 minutes. And again, that might seem like an improvement on the individual level, but aside from the fact that many of the people who are actually doing these third-party jobs are treated basically worse than serfs, and that's a digression for another time. But this erosion of all the small connections we used to have with the people we're in community with, especially the ones that we are in physical proximity with, like our neighbors, is again, actually bad for us long-term. Like when you look at studies about empathy and economic status, you will notice that as people become wealthier, they become less empathetic and less connected to a sense of community. Because they don't need one. They can hire a servant to do literally everything. Anyway, don't let capitalism fool you. The cost of community is inconvenience, but the rewards of community are true happiness and fulfillment.